CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, good morning. Christmas is just three and a half days away. How's that? Before you know it, it's going to be happening. Yes, Ben is already yawning and he just got here. It's a very bad sign.
Yeah, I don't breathe well.
No, you don't breathe well?
Yeah, that's good. No reflection of excitement.
You just about swallowed the whole fucking studio in the first 5 seconds of the show.
I told you yesterday I was going to play drunk. Try that again.
Uh-oh.
I was going to play golf and get day drunk.
And how did it go?
And I did both of those things very well.
Right. What do you think of that?
But hey, I'm here. I'm on time.
Look at you. All right. Hey, my buddy Malloy is here.
Hello. Yeah, well.
Mavs, it's Muffin Wednesday.
Yes, it's Muffin Wednesday. Look what I did. Oh, Lucas, I brought muffins for everybody. Aren't I nice? I'm like Santa Claus on Wednesdays. All right. Lucas is just laughing. And by the way, Lucas says to me yesterday, he's all proud of himself. He goes, "No, tomorrow I'm going to be there really early." So I drive in and Ben's sitting on the pavement like a homeless person again.
Again.
Oh, good morning, everybody. What's happening? Let's get into Christmas, shall we? This morning we got a couple of Christmas songs for you. Sammy Sosa's dropping by. We've got lots of exciting stuff to talk about. And we'll take your calls and messages. You know what to do. 0861-555-189. And you can also message us on WeChat. You can send us a message off the Touch Central app. It's last 3 days on touchcentral.fm today.
Of course, because today's Wednesday.
Yeah, then Thursday, Friday, then we're done. And let's just go straight to the lines now. I mean, Lucas is busy logging me in on this computer behind me. You know why it's taking like 7.5 hours there? Are you struggling?
Gareth, maybe it's because of the lightning last night. He's battling to settle into it.
Morning, who's this? Hello? Now the phone line's not working properly. Great. I mean, it's on. I don't understand this. Hello?
Hello? Oh, hello?
Great. Someone's trying to call and we can't get them on.
Oh, dear.
So Lucas says to me this morning he couldn't get to sleep last night because of the lightning. The lightning frightens him.
I didn't experience or encounter any lightning.
No, well, you're bomb-proof. I mean, even if there was a thunderstorm going on right outside your window and lightning struck 5 meters away from you, you'd be fine. It's weird. I don't think you would...
No, I think it's just because I sleep like a corpse.
Yeah.
So well, when I'm out.
That is so great.
Not always. I mean, the day that I get robbed, that's going to be a very rude wake-up call because I'm not going to hear any of these guys breaking in, opening doors.
The guy's going to be right next to your bed.
Yes.
Hey, my buddy. And you'll be like, go back to sleep. Yeah, okay, it's true. Look, there are ups and downs to it. I had a dream the other night that I woke up from. I can't even remember now what it was, which drives me mad because at the time it was keeping me up. And the dream was so real that I woke up. I mean, my sleep is that fragile that a dream can wake me up.
You don't remember the dream?
No, that's the problem.
I never remember what I dream.
That's so stupid. Lucas, see if you can figure out what's going on with these phones. I think people are... There were like three lines running just now and no one could answer them. No, just tell me on the microphone because I can't... Ben, have you switched on the Cliff Central studio?
Oh, crap.
Jesus. All right. Well, you and I are going to have to do that tomorrow and Friday, all right?
Okay.
Thanks. Is there something wrong with the phones?
No, everybody.
All right. I'm just trying to figure out what's going on in here. Like, for some reason, finally his microphone is on here, the producer mic, and now the Cliff Central studio hasn't been... I kind of give up. It's that time of year, right, Mubs?
Yeah, it is indeed.
Right.
But you mustn't let these things upset you.
Hey, I heard Vladimir Putin yesterday saying, I don't know if this is actually a quote or not, because I don't speak Russian.
Okay.
But he said, this situation with that Russian ambassador in Turkey,
mm-hmm.
ISIS better watch out. He said, I'm not Obama and this is not Benghazi.
Oh, dear.
Basically, Russia is about to open up the biggest, stinkiest can of whoop-ass on everybody in Syria and in Turkey who's misbehaving after that ambassador was shot. Did you watch that footage, by the way? I watched it yesterday. I could not believe what I was seeing. It was extraordinary to see.
But when you say opening up a can of whoop-ass, what's like blanket bombing and all that kind of stuff? Like, how do you... This is the frustrating thing about this.
This is what always annoys me, is then innocent people get caught up in other people's issues with each other. I mean, all those children whose pictures you've been talking about.
No.
They've got nothing to do with this.
No. Well, their parents, unfortunately, had them in a really shitty country.
Yeah, but
That's not their fault. You know, that's not where they come from. That's not their problem.
It's just annoying. This is what annoys me about us as humans.
Anyway, you know, everybody's avoiding talking about this, but the first thing that gunman said was not "Avenge Aleppo" or "Russia, get out of Syria" or "Save the children." The first thing he says after he shot that ambassador, guess. Anybody want to guess?
Allah Akbar.
Yep.
That kind of
spot
stuff.
Spot on. What is the first thing that the guy who drove the truck into the Christmas market in Berlin said?
Probably didn't go with the same.
I actually don't know.
Allahu Akbar. It's really going well for those people who keep telling us Islam is the religion of peace. And for these nutcases who are making a job of spreading the worst kind of reputation they can for Islam, they're not helping the situation either. So now Trump has every reason to stop Muslim immigration into America. Now Angela Merkel has to reevaluate her open doors policy in Europe. And people are just seeing everywhere all over the world. You know, I go to a Muslim country, right? Like we land in Dubai or whatever for a swap over. And I have no reason to go to any of these shitty countries, by the way, because none of them have anything I want. Nothing. Zero there. I've said this 100 times. It's not even controversial. I land in some country where you have to squat over a hole in the ground to take a shit. It's not my idea of a great way to spend my time. And if you want to pray 8 times a day or whatever it is, 5 times a day, I think it is, and you want to cover up your women and treat them as second-class citizens, and you force your kids to go to madrasas and learn the Quran by heart because that's what you call an education, that's your business. You're allowed to do that in a majority Muslim country. Everybody gets together. They all decide that's the rule. But when you are in the rest of the world where we don't believe in this stuff and we have an idea of what secular humanism and liberal, open-minded, people-centric policy is, then you have to fit in with us, okay? And that includes not driving fucking trucks into crowds of people who are celebrating a holiday that isn't yours. And it includes peaceful relations with diplomats, even from countries you don't like. We have diplomats in South Africa from countries that are not particularly salubrious, like Iran. We don't go around gunning them down. That's not how you behave in a civilized country. Now, somebody's got to sit down and say to every possible sect and subset and schism of Islam, you've got to go back to your mosque and you've got to say to everybody there, listen guys, if you're going to go to the Western world, you've got to understand that their rules apply, which means there's the rule of law, there's secular humanism, and it comes before Islam. And if you don't like that, stay in shitty Syria, assimilate. Do you know what that means? It means if you go to a country where everybody speaks English, learn to speak English. You know, I don't know how many people in South Africa have ancestors and grandparents and parents who didn't speak the world language of English. And they've had to learn it to fit in with the world so that they can make money and so they can have a meaningful life and they can contribute to society. You know, and they can fit into the scheme of things. Be a part of like an advancing way of life and just part of the world. If you live in Borneo and you speak donk gonk along along gonk along, whatever it is, and you refuse to be part of the modern world, that's okay. You're allowed to. But then understand that you are going to be left behind. And if you come from some country where there's just sand and camels and shit, don't think that the rest of the world is waiting for you to come in and apply your way of life to theirs, particularly when they're more advanced and they actually have the internet, for example, and they allow their women to drive. Can you imagine that? Imagine women being allowed to drive. What a revolutionary concept, Saudi Arabia. It drives me crazy. And of course it's not Islam that is this evil, pervasive terrorist thing. But my God, there are some bad ideas in Islam. And they're part of the rules in those countries. It's called Sharia law. Adultery, you get stoned. You're gay, you get thrown off a rooftop. You change religions. You're an apostate. They have the right to kill you. You've heard about these situations where a girl will marry a dude because she loves him, and her father will throw acid in her face. They call it an honor killing or an honor crime. That's not honorable. Those are some shitty ideas that are buried in the philosophy of Islam. I don't know if they're canon law, if they form part of every Muslim's way of understanding the religion, but they're in there. It's like Christianity had that shit beaten out of it in the 1600s. Christianity had some terrible ideas in it, and they beat it out. It was called the Enlightenment, where good philosophy, smart people, liberal thinkers, Rousseau, Voltaire, these people took Christianity and they said, right, this is a medieval, backward, stupid way of thinking. We're going to stop it. No more burning witches. Oh, but we like to burn witches. No, if you burn witches, you're going backwards. None of this crap of separating men and women in the church. You all sit together. Oh, but we don't. But the women are unclean. No, let them sit with you. Stop your shit. Women are just as good as men. No. Yep, because that's where Christianity was 400 years ago. We forget. They were traveling into Spain. Into South America, these Christians. They were running into South America with their swords and their guns, and they were saying to everybody, if you're not a Christian, we're going to kill you. And after that, the Enlightenment went, whoa, hold on. You're not allowed to do this. If someone doesn't believe in the same stupid shit you do, you can't kill them. Christianity was tamed. Christianity is now a religion that knows where it fits in. It fits in subject and subservient to the rule of law. And that's not because the rule of law is thou shalt not kill in the Old Testament. This is, I'm talking about secular, statutory precedent. The rule of law, an objective thing. Islam's got to be tamed like Christianity was tamed. It's got to find its place in real society. Stop living in this parallel universe where lunatics who do believe very dangerous things can mix in with the rest of us and think it's going to be fine. And these multiculturalists will tell you, oh no, it's 100%. Don't worry, everybody's entitled to believe what they believe. Well, what if what you believe is dangerous to my survival as someone who doesn't believe the same thing? Then you can't come into the places I'm in because you're going to damage that civilization, that society. Anyway, I can't believe how beaten up I am about this, but it's enough. Every other day there's one of these terror attacks. Every other day we have to read about it as if it's some political thing. It's not political. This is about a poison deep inside a religion, at the core of that religion. That's the poison we have to get out. And if the religion wants to survive and the religion wants to be a part of the modern world, it needs to shed the bad ideas. Oh, look at how fired up I am. 3 days before Christmas and I'm going crazy here. Huh, you know what we need? Give me a muffin, Ben. I need a muffin to make me feel better.
Muffin Wednesday.
Muffin Mubs?
No thanks. I
have an apple. So I'm going to have yours then.
Yes.
Pineapple pear.
I have a pear. You probably need to suck up the residue from the alcohol. You
know me here, like three beers.
Ben's still drunk.
2 days of drunkenness.
Ah, shame.
Hey, Lucas, come get a muffin.
Pineapple. Oh, thank you.
Oh, that's good. All right. Hey, listen to this. This is quite something. Lady Gaga. She did this Born This Way for children at a foster care center in Mexico. Isn't that sweet? Yeah, just when you, I want you to hear it because it's one of those live performances you don't hear very often. And this just proves, and I've said this before, that Lady Gaga is extremely talented. You know, despite the fact that she couldn't convert one vote for Hillary Clinton. When I was young. Yeah, this is a bit of a mess, but let me get to the good part.
Don't hold your head up, boy, and you go far. Listen to me when I say.
Listen to that voice.
I'm beautiful in my way. God makes no mistakes. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way. Don't let yourself in regret. Love yourself and yourself. I'm on the right track, baby. I was born this way. Ooh, there ain't no other way, baby. I was born this way. Baby, I was born this way. Born this way. There ain't no other way, baby. I was born. I'm on.
What do you think of that?
Yeah.
It's nice of her to go and do that, but, you know, I wouldn't tell a bunch of foster kids I'm on the right track, baby. They might feel a bit bad about their right track. Know what I mean? A couple of messages coming through. First of all, Gareth, there is one thing more hardcore than the assassin in the new Die Antwoord video. Well, what is it? I haven't seen the new Die Antwoord video. I'm not really a fan of Die Antwoord.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't got into that. I got to figure it out. You, are you a fan?
What no.
Do you think? I don't know. Like, is that still a thing, really? Like this whole shock and then... I don't know. That didn't that have like a sort of peak and then...
Yeah, no, none of us are fans.
Okay.
So well, we don't know what's going on with the Antwoord.
That's official. All right, everybody stop what you're doing. We've all thought about it. We've come to a decision. Everybody's happy now. The official decision is that none of us are fans of the Antwoord. Lucas, you're not, are you?
Nah, I'm not.
Okay. All right. Avi says, but Gareth, MSNBC reporters are saying that it has nothing to do with Islam. Yeah, but people will always say that. It's like they said that the war in the Balkans had nothing to do with Catholics and Russian Orthodox Christians. But that was exactly the thing. And they'll say that Ireland is all about politics. It's Ulster, you know, Ulster Unionmen against Republicans. It's not. It was all Christian and it was Catholic versus Protestant. People don't say, what's the problem in Kashmir? They don't go, it's Hindu and Muslim. They go, it's India, Pakistan. It's really not. I don't know why people are so careful about religion. Like, religion gets this special treatment. When everything else is rotten, it gets called rotten. Religion's rotten and it gets called, well, it's somebody's faith. You've got to respect it. Nonsense. Listen to these lunatics. I meant to play this for you yesterday. I've got time for one now. And I'll play the other one in a second. But you've got to hear this. This will just blow your mind. These pastors... So here's a guy, he starts speaking in tongues. Well, let me first play you this one. This guy says that all those states that voted for Hillary, they're going to have earthquakes.
Oh, okay. No.
He says basically if you're in a blue state, he looks at the map. And this dude is apparently up on charges of fraud and racketeering, this pastor. Just to prove my point about how rotten it is.
Can you see that map? I probably shouldn't say this. If you live in the blue... I would say, oh, God.
Oh, God.
Help me.
Help California and Arizona.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Forgive.
First of all, can you believe this woman who he's found to do this with him?
Yeah, sure.
She's his support system. She did, oh, God. Help California. So, obviously, he's now about to predict that earthquakes are going to strike in California. Unbelievable. Wow, you must be really smart. I mean, haven't we been talking about the San Andreas Fault for the longest time?
Hasn't it been around forever?
Yeah, now he's going to claim. And when it happens, you better watch him. He's going, well, it's all those liberals in the blue states. This is exactly the kind of intolerance I was talking about just now when Christianity was tamed. People like this still have to be brought in. He believes. And look, he's a harmless, stupid pastor in some church. No one who listens to him is ever going to do anything with their lives. But he believes if you voted Democrat, you're a sinner. And God is going to have to punish you with earthquakes. And then this crazy woman sitting next to him is busy going, oh God.
Help me.
Help California and Arizona.
Oh, God.
Can you believe this?
Forgive me.
Can you believe this stuff?
Oh, forgive us, Lord.
Because those are the ones who came against the will of God in this election. I just want to tell you.
But God, didn't God make, this is his idea, right? So God made Trump win. But these guys came up against God in the election. It's insanity. It's madness. It boggles my mind that someone like this has a congregation. And he makes money. By the way, this show that this comes from is broadcast on television. And the whole time on the screen, there's like donate here, prayer beads, free passes to heaven. Well, I don't know what they sell. They're selling all of the shit there. It's just unbelievable.
It is shocking to find out like the amount of stupid people who are out there in the world.
Scary, right?
Like, people go to church to somebody like this.
Yeah, or to that guy with the doom spray.
Yeah, why don't you just pray at home?
Oh, exactly. If you've got a relationship with God and you're so proud of it, then have it at home.
The will of God in this election. I just want to tell you, God has spoken to me. I've seen under the ground in Florida, California, in California, especially in L.A., in Los Angeles alone, there's going to be such an earthquake come that literally the big buildings will be laying on their sides, all of L.A.
Can you believe that?
Did he just say he looked under the ground?
Yeah. God showed him under the ground.
Did he just pick it up like a rug in the living room and go, yep, there we go, earthquake coming.
California and there's some serious shit coming. Yeah, you people better watch out. Huh?
We've got to resort back to throwing fruit at these people.
Yeah. No.
It's all they'll respond to.
No, man.
So is there a holy weather report?
Wait, Mubs has got a better idea.
I actually don't have a better idea. It's just, I mean,
people were
throwing fruit at each other back in medieval times. Do we really want to go backwards?
It didn't really help us much.
It doesn't feel like they've come forward.
It didn't solve anything, did it?
Okay, well, it'll make me feel better.
He says God let him see under the ground. Those are his exact words. You want to hear it again just so we can all soak in the stupidity?
In Florida, California especially, in L.A., in Los Angeles alone, there's going to be such an earthquake come that literally the big buildings will be laying on their sides, all of L.A.
This is because of Hillary? You got to be kidding me. It's unreal. All right, I got lots of entertaining stuff for you. We've got some Christmas songs coming out in the next half hour, which is going to be great, but we've got to get to news. It's already 5:30. On the way, the news headlines with Mubs.
O'Neill. We'll establish who tells the worst stories between men and women. I've got Rose on the other side. Rose.
I went to a book review and I actually enjoyed that. It was so informative.
Teddy, what's up? Are you good?
I'm good, man. You?
Tell me about your day today.
I ate pussy in the morning. I ate pussy in the morning. I came to work.
I rest my case. Women are horrible storytellers.
O'Neill. Ooh. Weekdays, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. on Touch Central. Download the Touch Central app. Central app from Google Play Store or iTunes Store. Touch Central FM. FM.
Yeah, that's Bruno Mars with 24 Karat Magic. Good morning from Lebohang, who says, when the Gareth Cliff Show returns in 2017, we should have a part where you play Pastor Manning sermons for 5 to 10 minutes. No, I don't want to support him. He's a lunatic. We don't like him. We don't like that. Let us get into some news, shall we?
Yes.
It is 6:30 or thereabouts. So it's actually 6:25. So it's well overdue, but let's get straight to it. Mabali Moloi with the news headlines, which are brought to you by Col Cacio Pizzeria. For the finest pizza,
Go to Calcacchio Pizzeria for great pizza and pasta and salads.
Yep, had one last night, half and half.
Very good, Ben.
Amazing.
Okay, as if we needed any more proof of shenanigans happening within the SABC, documents have now come to light alleging significant procurement fraud at the South African Broadcasting Corporation.
Yeah.
And of course, these documents or these allegations involve former executive Claudio Motsoeneng. A whistleblower has revealed some documents and board minutes that shows that a legitimate tender for refurbishing a studio was abruptly cancelled and awarded to a company called Vision View.
Mm-hmm.
The price for the refurbishment appears to be grossly overinflated. It was only 42 million rand, so you know.
Do you know how much our studio costs to build? Listen, we sound as good. Hello? We sound just as good as the SABC. Hello? Didn't cost 42 million.
Finance managers who attempted to bring the procurement irregularities to the board's attention were suspended. And it shows that this tender, it included Claudio Motsoeneng and then CFO James Aguma. But, of course, not one to be tricked into incriminating himself, Claudio Motsoeneng has declined to comment on these documents that have now surfaced. He says that he is simply not speaking to the media at this stage. Why is...
Who created your ad? I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. The devil is a motherfucking liar.
Mm-hmm. That right there is true.
No.
So there you go, huh? More incriminating evidence to suggest all the things that were happening at the SABC. But I mean, at this stage, you know.
Isn't it amazing?
It's hardly surprising, is it?
Yeah, it's... wow. Lardy, he was really... He was knee-deep in the corruption. I hope that they put him in jail. I really do. I think it's the only way that we will set an example. Because a lot of people looked at him and they were, well, he's getting away with everything. Why should we follow the rules? Right?
But who's going to be this, like... badass who's going to throw people like this in jail? Do we have someone that could possibly do it in this country? I hate to quote an 80s song, but we need a hero.
The courts. The courts will do it.
But the courts have been telling people to pay money back and do this and do that. That doesn't happen.
It's happening. It is happening, Ben. Well, I don't want to talk about the SABC. I've got a great song about them later on,
okay,
which we'll sing. And then, in the meantime, what else is going on?
You know, I said yesterday that I am fatigued with human behavior.
Yes.
So I just, like, at this stage, I just don't give a shit about any human. I don't care where you're from, what you are, what you practice. I just don't give a shit. So there are four prominent Greek and multinational food companies that are now facing the prospect of having to yank their goods from supermarket shelves after a group of anarchists say that they have contaminated and poisoned their foodstuff. Why would you do this?
Why would people say that could kill people?
Yes, because, oh my God. Because, you know, again, you making your problems everybody else's problems. It's a group called Green Nemesis. And earlier this week, they said that they had tainted several dozens of units of products by Coca-Cola, Nestle, Unilever, and a whole bunch of dairy products. They say that the products have been poisoned with chlorine and hydrochloric acid. I don't know why. And now these food companies are having to face the prospect of putting their products off the shelves because they're not sure whether this threat is true or whether it's just people who are bored looking for attention. What is happening here?
Can you imagine some ordinary innocent person goes to the shop and buys a Coca-Cola and because someone's got a problem with Coca-Cola, they end up dying?
Because it's been poisoned with chlorine and hydrochloric acid.
This is mad. Madness.
Now, authorities have said that Greece's anti-terror squad are looking into the case and that the country's food safety watchdog has also been informed. So now people are on edge. I mean, they don't know what they can or cannot eat.
Oh.
These anarchists say that... they had laced Unilever Caesar salad sauce and tomato sauce, as well as Coca-Cola and Nestle drinks, as well as milk. The operational aim is to sabotage the above companies, forcing them to fully withdraw their products for 2 weeks. They're disgruntled, they say.
Disgruntled? Disgruntled is you go and like turn over a rubbish bin. That's disgruntled. You know, you can put hydrochloric acid in someone's food. Come on.
And apparently this is not the first time that Green Nemesis have done this. They had a stint that they did. Similar stint that they did back in 2013. So this is not their first time around the block either. Green Nemesis. Go fuck yourselves.
Yeah. Who the hell are you?
Damn right.
Right. Thank you. All right, so we have to avoid Caesar salad sauce.
Well, I mean, only if you're in Greece. I don't think that I don't think that we have much.
Oh, why didn't you say so? Then I don't care.
I'm just going through different parts of the world to just remind us how shitty human beings are.
Oh, shame, poor Greeks. At least it's not Greek salad sauce. That would have been a problem because they do love that.
You don't get sauce in a Greek salad, do you?
You get a Greek salad dressing. Sure. But if you're using Caesar salad sauce in a Greek salad, maybe you deserve to be punished. You know? It's like food purists. Hey, Bambo Taki, Kostas, why you put this Caesar sauce? Bambo Taki, why you are going blue? What's wrong with this Caesar sauce? It tastes like a pool chlorine.
Hydrochloric acid.
Can you imagine? What a mess. All right, should we get into some sport?
Yeah, please.
All right.
There'll be better news in the sport.
Yeah, Ben, come on. Give us something to smile about.
I don't know. There's violence in the sport today. There's stupidity. And then there's England being England. So where do you want to start?
Well, it sounds like the SABC.
Yeah.
Let's start with cricket.
Right, okay, so yesterday I was saying that England, well, they're in a position where they could have got a draw, but ultimately they'll just fall over, roll over, collapse, and then just basically cry. So the latter happened, and, well, no surprise really. So Alistair Cook has led a whole bunch of sheepish Englishmen back for some cold weather and stodgy food to regroup, and India absolutely dicked them 4-0. Now, it started off quite brightly for them. They drew the first test, and they thought, okay, well, you know, we've done well here before. We can kick on, and our players will do well. And then the rot set in, and then suddenly it became a tour of, well, you know, building character, we're working towards the future, blah, 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 blah. So Alistair Cook, you think, when is he going to step down? Because his record's not so great. I know he's played some piss-poor Aussie teams in the Ashes and come up trumps there. But the guy doesn't really inspire confidence. It just doesn't seem to be doing anything for English cricket. Now, what normally happens is, when the Proteas go to England, the captain who's there at the time retires in a mental breakdown. So Cook could bow out there, which is the traditional sense of doing it, or he could just walk away now with some honour and some valour that's still intact. Ugh, who knows? He'll probably just stay there because nobody else wants to take it. Joe Root might want to take the captaincy, but you don't want to give your star player the captaincy if he doesn't want it. Could stunt his batting. But it's an amazing test. Again, like I said earlier a few weeks ago, there's only been 7 draws in all of 2016, test match-wise. There's another win here. So India won by an innings and 75 runs. Quite something when you bat first, you score 477, and you still lose by innings and 75 runs. England are very good at creating new lows, though. They're like Springbok rugby. So it's another heartbreak, but not to be completely unexpected. Jadeja was the big hero there. 7 for 48. He just rolled through these guys. Cook and Jennings made a good start, 49-54 respectively. Mo and Ali stuck around for 44, and then the rest just, well, nothing. Just rolled over, 207 all out. So that's it. England will go home, and then they'll come back and play the ODI series, much to Virat Kohli's disappointment, because he believes they should stay in India. They should sweat and lose weight and second-guess their curries and stuff.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So that was the cricket. David Miller looks to be the big, big money earner for the IPL coming up next season. He'll earn even more than AB de Villiers, which is quite something.
That's a lot of money.
He's set to earn around 25 million rand for playing IPL. That's basically 6 weeks of like thrash and bat cricket in India. 25 million rand. Do that a couple of seasons. I mean, what really more do you want to do in sport?
Earn money is the point. Like, that's the only reason anyone gets into sport anymore, right? It's become like a business.
Yeah, geez, 25 million, that's quite something. Right, so last night there was PSL action. Pirates, well, they scored a goal early in the match, but then they conceded 2, so they lost again. Jeepers, that's not good for Pirates fans. And there was a dreadful match against Blum Celtic, who aren't exactly a good side. They're really not. And they lost at home 2-1 to Blum Celtic. Highlands Park and Platinum Stars 2-2. And then Maritzburg United took on Wits. This is Wits' big chance to get a bit of a lead at the top of the table. And after 43 minutes, they were a man up, really. So they took on 10-man Maritzburg United for the whole second half. And Maritzburg, great character here. They clung on for a 1-1 draw. Disappointing. Wits do go top of the table with that 1 point on goal difference. They are tied with Cape Town City. And they've still got a game in hand, so they're still looking good. But, you know, when you want to win this league, or any league in the world, you got to take chances. And when you present it with a red card for the opposition, that is a prime chance to kick on. Tonight we'll see Golden Arrows versus Kaizer Chiefs. That'll be at 6 o'clock South African time. Then the resurgent IS Cape Town will take on Chippa United at 7:30. Free State Stars will take on the table-topping Cape Town City at 7:30. And then SuperSport United versus Polokwane City at 8. SuperSport United had plateaued a bit recently. They don't seem to be as dynamic as they were early season. And of course, they hammered Orlando Pirates 6-1. Mm-hmm. So that's a good opportunity for them to right some wrongs there. I think they're still a little bit bitter about losing that Telkom Knockout Cup. In rugby. Right, so Johan Coulson, okay? The dude who wants lots of cash and stuff. So word is...
Yeah, this greedy guy.
So word is, right...
Tell us about him.
Now, Racing Metro 92, whatever this team is that he's been playing for, where he was voted top 14 player of the year in France, and everyone loves him.
Right.
He re-signed a contract, everything's going well. Then, apparently, he got a new agent. And the agent's like, well, you know, you're the best player in this league, blah, blah, blah. You're 24, world's at your feet. How about we try to get something else? And then sniffed around, and yeah, other teams looking to pay him double.
Ta-da!
Which is great in theory, it really is. But then, there's a thing called a contract, and this thing called decency and law and all that kind of stuff. So then, this whole retirement thing, he's trying to just plug a loophole. So if he retires from rugby, you can't play for another French club for 18 months, okay? Because you need, if you can retire, you're going to come back a certain time. That's why we're getting out of contract. But he can go play in England, no problem, because they've got different laws. So now he's been rumored to be signing with Gloucester. And obviously Montpellier was also a team that was in the mix there because they were going to pay lots of money. So he's got a release clause of around €1 million. No team is going to pay €1 million for him. That's why he's kind of the retirement route, this bogus job in South Africa.
Right.
So he might just appear in Gloucester. Anyway, the racing president, Jackie Lorenzetti, says this is a grotesque fraud. Johan Coulson, you're a grotesque fraud. And you know it's not him. It's this agent. Because agents know that these guys have a lifespan of about 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. So there's going to be another Johan Coulson pretty soon to come out of the Free State to be impressionable, all that kind of stuff. So they think, you know what, let's take a chance on this guy. What's going to happen? Okay, he crashes and burns. So what? There's other rugby players that I can represent. Whereas Johan Coulson, he only has one career. To do this now is just slighting himself hugely. And,
This will be his reputation. We'll see how this
story develops. But yeah,
this is all anyone will remember about him.
Then suddenly these big money clubs are going to be far less lenient about players playing international rugby for their respective countries.
But what I don't get is, surely there's a way that you can lock them into a contract.
Well, yeah, there will be huge ramifications here legally if he wants to do this thing. Because everyone knows it's a big lie. It's all retired. You're 24. Look, you're retiring. Bullshit.
If Mabali is working on some project and she's got intel about that project, and then the competition come along and they say to her, we'll pay you more if you come over to us. First of all, she's probably got a restraint of trade on her, which means that she can't just jump ship and go and work for another one.
Yep.
Number two, if she does, she'll have to pay massive fines.
Correct.
Now, there are big penalties in play here.
All of this applies to him as well.
No.
And look, like I said, these agents are real chances, and they don't care about these people deep down. They'll say they're representing their clients, but they don't give a toss.
No, they just want their commission.
They don't care, because there's other players that will come out, and there's so many guys from South Africa wanting them to play in Europe, get the big bucks, because they feel they're being slighted here in this country because of transformation and blah, 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 blah. So it's a bit of a sad story. But we'll finish off with an even sadder story, and this is a bit of knife violence.
Oh.
Petra Kvitova, now you know who she is, right? She's a double Wimbledon champion.
Yeah.
Well, she was burgled back in her home in Czech Republic, and the assailant cut her hand quite badly. So she's very much she was already a dart for the Australian Open with a foot injury, I think it was.
Knopf Crom.
And a bit of Knopf Crom, and then she basically, the intruder took around $200 worth of stuff.
Yeah.
And fled the scene, blood dripping from his knife.
Wow.
And then, sadly, Petra Kvitova.
Yeah.
But she's okay otherwise. Just on
her hand. She kind of needs that.
Yeah. I think it's her left hand, so she can get away with it. Oh, wait, she is left-handed. Oh, this is bad.
Oh, it's very bad.
Oh, this is bad. The story gets worse. Terrible. That's pretty much it for the sport in your first hour. More in the next.
All right, when we come back, we'll chat to Anthea Gardner about the money. Ben's last day today, and then Mubs and I are here to look after you tomorrow and Friday. For those who work, live, and play the night shift, get ready for a little company. My Night Shift is a brand new show on Touch Central, weekdays between 6 and 8 p.m., hosted by some of South Africa's biggest names. Join hosts Tolas Mo, Nomza Mombata, and Tim Modise as each of them salute a different night shift throughout the week through a series of interesting interviews, trending topic discussions, the latest music, and more. That's My Night Shift, weekdays between 6 and 8 p.m. Zero rated for the MTN family. You already know. It's Post Malone with Justin Bieber and Deja Vu. It's also time for Anthea to give us the money shot. Let's go, let's go. Everybody, all together now.
She works hard for the money. So hard for it, honey.
Yes, she does.
She works hard for the money, so you better treat her right. She works hard.
Good morning, Anthea.
Good morning, Gareth.
Excellent. Good. What have you got? Good news for us today or bad news? Because yesterday we were on a roll.
We definitely are still on that roll.
Yeah.
You know, I thought we'd see some volatility in the European markets yesterday, and particularly the airline stocks.
Right.
But the markets practically ignored the terrorist events. I mean, Germany, Turkey, Russia, Switzerland, they all closed higher yesterday.
Great.
And there was a little bit of volatility in the currency markets, but even those recovered at the end of the day. And I mean, this despite the kind of the dollars trading very strongly just after last week's Fed rate hike. But our rand also fairly strong. I mean, we actually broke through the 14 to the dollar level this morning. So that's interesting to see. And even though we'd have fairly strong currency, our market was up a percent yesterday.
Very good.
Like it was a really nice, strong, just across the board, solid kind of day. And we even traded $1.2 billion yesterday, which is a lot considering we're 3 days away from Christmas break.
Mm-hmm.
I must say, I'm quite happy to own JSE company shares if we have these kinds of volumes
fantastic.
Coming through.
Yeah, sure.
And then even Naspers managed to close above the 2,000 rand level yesterday, so that's a good sign. Sibanye Gold's still struggling a bit, though. It's now trading below 22 rand a share, so that's well off the August high of 70 rand a share. Funnily enough, exactly in line where it was trading last year, December. I'm really beginning to think that gold shares are forever going to be my nemesis. Like, I just struggling with that.
Well, there's some things you just got to stay away from. I reckon our thing is gold. Let's just leave it to the pirates.
Exactly. Okay. And then Richemont had a nice bounce yesterday. It's been a little bit kind of. It's also been kind of consistently strong for the last couple of days. It was up over a percent yesterday.
But they've had a horrible year.
We have had a horrible year. And Richemont definitely. But I've added Richemont to our portfolios. And I thought, when I did that, I was a little bit worried that I might be a bit early to the party, you know, trying to pick the bottom of the cycle. I generally don't do that. I don't pick the bottom. I wait for evidence for a turnaround before I do. But I decided to put Richemont in. And so that's playing out quite nicely. I must admit, I'm quite relieved that it's playing out in my favor.
Good. When you're relieved, yeah. I'm relieved.
We don't really have much more company news in South Africa, but it seems that the U.S. have still got some big companies reporting. You know, we had Uber the other day. We had BlackBerry last night.
Who?
exactly.
BlackBerry?
Really not a great story.
Well, what's there to tell?
What?
Ben is just woken up from it. He feels like he's in 2001.
Okay, does the company still exist?
Yeah, right.
But it's very much a turnaround story, actually. So they no longer compete in the smartphone market. They now concentrate really software services, including things like cybersecurity. And a lot of fleet tracking services. And they're very proud of their new autonomous vehicle testing hub that they've opened in, I think it was somewhere in Ottawa, somewhere kind of out there. So, you know, getting into the self-driving cars sector, I guess.
All right. Well, good for them. At least they're thinking about the future.
Yeah. And the share was actually up 3% yesterday.
Huh.
Who knows? So maybe, you know, it's one of those shares to start looking at again.
Right.
I mean, I think the CEO did say that it's probably another 4 or 5 quarters, he said, before they stop seeing this decline. They've just had the steady decline in revenue for a couple of years now. So maybe we won't jump in it too quickly.
Okay.
And then there's a lot of green on my screen this morning. So hopefully that'll carry through into our market. Asia is trading strongly.
This is from Kevin. He says, morning, can you ask Anthea? I registered a holding company and the attorney asked me if I wanted to divide my company into 100 or 1,000 shares. What's the difference?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Makes no difference.
So I guess depends on how many people are in the company or how many people are shareholders. And I would probably go for 1,000 because if in future you want to issue shares, you'd have to issue new shares. So you may as well save yourself the trouble. Just go with 1,000, Kevin.
Okay. And if he's the holder of all 1,000, then he can, you know, sell some off.
At a later date, exactly. Without issuing new.
Okay. Got you. All right.
No more questions?
No, that's it. I mean, take a load off. Oh, by the way, I should RSVP to your lunch invitation today. I won't be able to come.
Oh, that's a shame.
No, sorry.
But my buddy's coming.
Oh.
I did say that I would come.
Uh-oh.
Something has subsequently happened, Anthea, I'm afraid.
Oh, dear, guys.
Yes.
There we go. See?
I'm sorry.
Anthea, okay. I'm on a plane, but I told you that.
Exactly. We'll just have to do something in the new year.
All right. Look at us.
All right, Ben, enjoy your holidays.
Okay. Thanks, Anthea.
Cool. Anthea, we'll speak to you tomorrow.
All right, speak to you tomorrow. Cheers.
Great. Cheers. There we go. Now she's gonna have to throw out all that food, Mubs, that you and I were gonna have.
Well, yes, because you and I were gonna eat like pigs, obviously. She ordered extra food.
All right, it is 7 o'clock, everybody. Let's get stuck into your day. Let's get going with Christmas. Apparently, the shopping malls are not too bad to navigate. Someone told me yesterday they went to 2 different shopping malls and they actually found it very pleasant. I think a lot of people have already finished their stuff. You're shaking your head, Lucas. You were there?
No, I'm saying Mall of Africa is the worst mall ever.
Why?
No, it's so big. Like, you need a car, like one of those golf cars or whatever, to go around it. Or you need to take leave from work.
Listen, if you see some of these people schluffing around in these shopping malls, these people could do with the exercise. Thank God these malls are big. It's the only walking they do.
And have you seen how many police people are there?
Yeah. Yeah, the police are... Have you seen all the Metro police on the on-ramps and off-ramps?
Yeah, well, I mean...
Everybody's left Gauteng already. What are they hoping for? They're going to rip us off, the ones who stayed?
Yeah, it's time for their, you know, their annual earning period.
Have they pulled you over yet?
No, but I've driven past a few roadblocks, but I haven't been pulled over yet.
No, I've so far been okay. Just shows you. All right, everybody, we got some Christmas songs coming up, and we're going to get into the whole festive vibe in the next couple of minutes. So stick around. We've got some Christmas songs for you and lots of other good stuff. All right? CliffCentral.com.